New to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is your place for honest answers.
Naturally Savvy.
With registered holistic nutritionist, Andrea Donsky.
And health journalist, Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. So glad you're listening to Naturally Savvy Radio. My wonderful co-host Andrea is away today. Before we bring in our fabulous guest, I want to thank our sponsor, Nature Clean. Nature Clean has been making chemical-free cleaning products and personal care products since 1963. Their ingredients are naturally derived from plants and minerals for effective yet environmentally friendly clean, approved by the USDA as being bio-based products. All of their products are vegan and not tested on animals. For more information, visit them online at natureclean.ca. Welcoming to the show now, one of our regular guests, the wonderful Dr. Cass Ingram. Dr. Ingram, welcome.
What's been happening, my friend? Long time no see-ems.
Yeah, it's been a while. Things are pretty good.
It's 8,000 million. Yeah, and now you have all this crisis. Miserable cold and flu season and congestion and all kind of retarded stuff. So I guess you brought me back on to save the day.
Yeah, save the day for us. Okay, so let's talk about the cold and the flu season because...
Well, in the doctor's guide to oil of oregano 101 uses, the number, not elderberry, not garlic, not echinacea, the number one natural medicine is the wild oregano. Now, but before there, think about it.
Right.
You got the cold, you got the flu, congestion. Children got snotty, drippy, mucusy, snotty nose, all kind of weird stuff. And then an adult gets knocked down for the count and can't go to work and can't function and running back and forth with the children or the adults to the doctor to get antibiotics. Nobody knows what to do. You get miserable. You can't speak and you can't talk. And all of that could have been prevented. If they would have just known, what I was talking about. See?
Okay, so tell us a little bit more, because for some people, they might be new listeners, and they might not even know what oil of oregano is. So let's start back there.
Well, okay, so that's the thing. Pretty much everybody knows that with cold and flu, there's no medical treatment per se. There's not a lot that our doctors can do or the hospital. So it's like, well, what alternatives can we take? How about some vitamin C and zinc and maybe some echinacea. So we kind of know. But you don't know much about the wild oregano oil.
Right.
I mean, it is the kingpin, bar none, for any winter junk, whether it's intestinal, like intestinal flu or diarrhea-type food poisonings, or the congestion sort of, I was feeling fine, but now all of a sudden I have a sore throat and congested. I feel achy. I feel miserable. I'm going to go to bed. I'm take a thermometer and see what my temperature is, just get some rest. All of that could have been prevented if you would have just known about the medicinal properties of the wild oregano. That's where we got to start, which people don't know
about.
Well,
let's talk about some of those medicinal properties.
Well, the fact is that wild oregano oil destroys the cold virus. Now, I'm not making a claim for a company. I'm just telling you my research. We studied and published in antiviral research that if you take the oil of wild oregano, in this case we used the P73 oregano, the original one, and we put that in the slurry with the viruses. The viruses were infecting chicken embryonic cells. So the viruses are already by the billions infecting the cells. And we tested it. We took it. We put it in the cells, and it obliterated 99% to 100% of all the viruses. Then if you could keep a bit of the oil of oregano in the test slurry, the virus refused to grow. Now think about it. What happens to you? The virus attacks your epithelial cells in your sinus cavity, more or less in the bronchial tract and respiratory tract and the throat, more or less. The sinuses typically get infected by mold. That's another issue.
Mm.
And you see, you've got intracellular infection. So if you think a little vitamin C is going to do it, you need something aggressive that'll go in there and clean that out. And that's what the oil of oregano does. It takes it out.
Dr. Cass... Or do you prefer? I go back and forth, Dr. Ingram, Dr. Cass. What's your preference?
Same thing.
I should know by now. Okay. Dr. Gass, let's talk about prevention, because I think prevention is key. So let's say, okay, I'm an adult. Let's say you're in your mid-40s or so. What is a good dose to take?
You can take
think you wait, right?
No, you can take the echinacea. You can take the vitamin C. You can take the zinc. But if you could take the wild oregano, if you took five drops twice a day, yes, or a capsule twice a day, then you're not going to get sick. Forget it. Just do it regularly. But you have to get the edible kind. We've talked about it before. I would go with the P73 oregano. Yeah,
okay.
Premium. In Canada and the U.S., and hunt it down at the health store if you can. And get that high-quality oil of wild oregano as drops or capsules. The dosage is simple. Five drops during the winter in the morning is enough. Five drops twice a day is a little better. And one or two capsules a day. You don't need more than that. Now, I would also get a hold of their Sinu Orega. I got it right here. Get some of that. I don't know why. I have to do a video on this. We could be preventing winter illnesses by, I'm putting it up, by burning and roasting out anything that could be living in our sinus cavities. Man, that stuff is hotter than you know. And that'll clean you out. Clean you out
big time.
Yeah.
Cool.
And so you clean that area out preventively, right? You do it every day.
Right.
And then you're not going to get sick and knocked down. Now, if you are sick, get yourself some of the wild oregano oil. I like the super strength. Get some of that and take five drops every hour, five drops every half hour, 5 or 10 drops every 15 minutes. Pound your schnozola, your sinuses with the Sinu Orega. You don't need much more than that. And these things are readily available. You just have the sinus spray, you have your oil of oregano or your gel cap, and you're cleaned up. And you're prevented up, too, right?
Right. Well, let's say somebody doesn't preventative up or use prevention, I should say, to be more accurate.
Yeah, yeah.
Then what do you do? You're sick, okay?
Yeah, you're sick like a dog. You're going to fiddle around with chicken soup and vitamin C, and you're going to waste your time, pretty much. You got to get the wild oregano oil. You take the super strength P73 edible, totally edible, and you pound it. You take a whole dropper full every hour, every half hour, every 15 minutes, pound, pound, pound. You take the oil, and you scrub your feet and your shins and the top of your thighs and your chest. You have somebody give you a good, thorough scrub up and down the spine. I don't have time for you to be sick and calling me, I got the flu, doctor, what do I do? And you know, you can take your vitamin C and your zinc and whatever. You can. You can have your garlic and chicken soup and all that, but it's not going to get the job done. You see? So if you were sick, I would also add the sinus spray. I would pound that whole sinus cavity, burn everything up alive. And because that's the oregano, bay leaf, clove, and sage and the saline base, you know. But anyway, this is wild oregano. Did you know that in ancient times, that they used to take the oregano and fumigate houses so people didn't get sick?
Wow, and I did not ancient, know that.
And the ancient Greek, he used to rub his whole body with oregano oil in an olive oil base. Which is what we're recommending, you see?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Now, when did you first learn about oil of oregano, Dr. Cass?
Well, I first learned about it when I was sick with that AIDS-like syndrome and, you know, couldn't practice medicine and was too ill to function. And then I discovered the wild oregano oil, and that along with the Oregamax. You remember that product? I took those two like crazy. I took about 100 Oregamax a day. You know, there's 90 in a bottle. And then I took I took the oil, which was not even bottled at the time, probably about 100 drops twice a day, and I got well. And they also rubbed my whole body with it to get it into the lymph. Then the lymph takes it to the white blood cells. The white blood cells love oregano oil. They'll absorb it and use it to kill germs. See, oregano oil, like cinnamon or clove oil or sage or eucalyptus, it's a germ killer. Simple enough. That's why the plants survive, because they have that antiseptic in them, in their bloodstream. You're just taking the plant antiseptic, which, of course, is edible when it's from a spice, and you're taking advantage of it. You're taking advantage of what God created. Now, let me tell you something else. Sure. The oregano, the wild oregano edible kind, has you had ever heard of anybody that died from, like, an oregano overdose or something? if you get the really good stuff, but how many people die by the time the show ends in 1 hour from drug overdose or interaction? Like hundreds. By the end of the day, today it will be. You know, so so we have something that's from the nature that our kind creator gave us to, so we don't get flu. Flu and colds are and sinus and sore throat, laryngitis. They're not automatic with the weather. I don't get them. I don't need to get them, either one. But that's going to be, you're going to have to get into it. Doctor's Guide to Oil of Oregano 101 Uses. The cure is in the cupboard. I've got the books. You've got the money in your wallet or purse. You can buy the book. And don't pay scalping prices on the internet, $300, $400. No, pay $20 or so. Go to kazingram.com, kazingram.com. Or and then for product knowledge, oregano.com, you know, and you have it all right there. You don't have to buy anything. You just can study it. Study forever.
Sure. Yeah,
study
great.
There's thousands of articles on the power of wild oregano as a germicide, fungicide, bactericide, viricide, antitussive, meaning anti-cough, antihistaminic, anti-allergy, anti-venom. Antitoxin. Oh, but if I take it, it's going to kill my bacteria and it's going to kill my liver or kidneys. Go jump in a lake. If you get the wild, if you get the really wild oregano oil, daily use, it's not going to hurt anything. Maybe if maybe 1% of your good bacteria, but then you just take some probiotics. I mean, if you're taking high doses, high doses, like I was talking about, you could. But there are studies showing that when you take spices like turmeric and oregano, garlic, the probiotics actually go up. Isn't that it?
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. Okay. So, you know, Dr. Cass, I love your passion for this because I think it's so nice to have something that's preventative like you're talking about. I'd love to hear a little bit about your
travels. Yeah, it is preventive.
Because
I don't get cold or flu. And
that's
I don't
amazing.
Get food poisoning. Yeah. So the same for you. But what I use is the Sinu Orega during the winter. I'm religious about that. I don't want to get sick. I got to do the broadcasts and things. I've got to write my books. I've got to see my patients.
Of course.
And then I use the oil of, I use the P7-3. Those two, I'm rubbing it on my body, taking it internally, you know. And then when I get around to it, I like to take the Purely C, Whole Foods C. I like to use the Oregamax. Put it on the food and take some capsules. That's basically my program.
Wow, that's pretty cool. And how did traveling, because I know you've done a lot of traveling, right? How did that contribute
that's
to
that's not easy,
incredible
my
knowledge?
Friend, traveling,
no,
because the food and the diet and the so forth. But fortunately, thanks to the oil of wild oregano and the gel caps, the Oregamax and the Sinu Orega, Nothing much happens. Now, if you're going to travel overseas, you need usually more than the oil of oregano. You would want the super strength for sure, but I would look for something called Oregaresp, funny name for something you need.
Yeah.
Oregaresp multiple spice capsules, take them when you travel, and with each meal you take three times, and that will prevent these horrible sicknesses, the food poisoning and the communicable disease.
Really?
Oh, yes. You have to have that one for that.
Okay.
Add that to your protocol. And maybe some probiotics when you're traveling. There's so many germs in the water, in the food. The Health Back is my favorite. Health Back probiotic. Oh, they're going to say, how do I find out? Go to oreganol.com, and they're not even trying to sell you anything. You just go there and look at it. Look at the Reginol P73. Look at the whole crude herb Oregamex. Look at Oregarus. Look at Purely C, everything we talked about, and look at the Health Beck. See what you think. That's what I take. You know, I don't take inferior material. I can't afford it. I want something that works, something that's good and natural to my body, and something that's, you know, crude and unaltered. Because I know that crude, the more crude it is, the better it works.
Oh, I like that. We'll expand on that a little bit.
Well, okay. So, you know, the humic acid, the photons from the sun, the water and the wind from a wild plant, right? Well, if I told you that wild dandelions or wild birch bark are healthy, or wild chaga or wild oregano, very healthy. But if I soaked those in hexane or alcohol and then burned the alcohol or hexane off to make an extract, would that be the same as a crude extract from that plant? Once you hit it with the petrochemicals or the butane gas or the high doses of alcohol, you know, or you know, heavy heat, then it disrupts it, you see? I mean, in terms of chemical extraction. So, I mean, you can do a tea, you can do distillation. We know that those are good. But, so a crude extract would be something that is minimally altered from how it is in the wild nature or in the remote areas, like the, you know, that's what it is. And it's more effective. An example would be the crude extract of dandelion root. It was used in medieval times because it would help with urinary retention and constipation. You know, so the same is true with any herb. The crude extract from echinacea is more effective than the standardized. The crude extract of oregano is more effective than the standardized. It's like raw honey. Everybody knows that raw, crude honey is better than pasteurized, filtered, adulterated honey, right?
Right.
So if you put raw, crude honey right out of the beehive on a wound, it will start healing it immediately. If you take it for diarrhea, it'll kill the diarrhea. If you take it for constipation, it'll ease the stool out. But it's not going to work if you get the pasteurized kind of, you know, adulterated type.
This is so interesting. All right.
And
well,
that's what
Dr.
I specialize
Cass,
in.
Oh, go ahead. Yes, you do.
No, I specialize in crude extract.
And how many books have you written?
30 books. And the latest is Doctor's Guide to Oil of Oregano. And the other one is The Hemp Oil Miracle and The Black Seed Oil Miracle. Same with black seed oil. The best is when it's cold pressed, not standardized. Interesting, isn't it? Better result.
Cold press, not okay.
I think this is the thing we can teach you. If you're not getting your results with your supplements, then there's too much going on there with refinement or alteration.
Right.
For results-oriented supplements, not to push one brand or anything, but I would go to oregano.com, and I think you'll see there everything you would need to get the results.
That is awesome. Okay, so oregano.com. Okay, well, Dr. Cass, as always, I always learn a lot. This is such great information. And before we go, I just want to thank our sponsor again, Nature Clean. Remember, they have been making chemical-free cleaning products and personal care products since 1963. As a matter of fact, I interviewed their CEO recently. So if you go on Naturally Savvy, you can find Naturally Savvy if you go to RadioMD.com and you can go to the archives. There's a really good interview. Their ingredients are naturally derived from plants and minerals. They are effective and they are environmentally friendly and clean, approved by the USDA as being bio-based products. And all of their products are vegan and not tested on animals. For more information, visit them online at natureclean.ca. I want to thank everyone for listening. Please rate, review, subscribe, like, all that good stuff, and stay well.